From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. UN envoy meeting with Syrian opposition. Syria's main opposition group is meeting today with UN envoy Stéphane de Mistura in Geneva to discuss issues they want resolved before participating in peace talks with the Syrian government. The High Negotiations Committee's demands include the lifting of government sieges and halting of Russian airstrikes in rebel-held areas. An HNC spokesman said Saturday the group was in Geneva primarily to talk about humanitarian issues and only then would move to further negotiations. The peace talks are the first since negotiations collapsed in 2014. UN Special Envoy to Syria, Stéphane de Mistura, says it's important that both sides are present at the meetings.
Any type of ceasefire discussions, which is obviously something that we are aiming at, apart from substantive discussions on the future of Syria, need two interlocutors. You make a ceasefire when between those who are firing.
The nearly five-year civil war in Syria has left 250,000 people dead and displaced millions, many having fled to Europe. At least 37 migrants, including several children, died Saturday when the boat meant to take them to the Greek island of Lesbos sank off Turkey's western coast. The death toll rose late Saturday after search crews found more bodies trapped inside the 17-meter craft. Rescuers were able to pick up 75 survivors. The Turkish news agency Dogan said the migrants included people from Syria, Afghanistan, and Myanmar. Police arrested a Turkish man suspected of being the smuggler who set this up. This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is urging African Union heads of state to approve the use of peacekeepers in stemming the escalating violence in Burundi.
In Burundi, I welcome your proposal to deploy human rights observers and to establish a prevention and protection mission. This crisis requires the most serious and urgent commitment from all of us. I applaud you for taking collective responsibility and acting decisively.
The African Union wants to send thousands of peacekeepers to Burundi following election-related violence that killed more than 400 people since April. Saturday's closed-door AU talks in Ethiopia's capital extended through the day, and it was not clear when a vote would be taken. A two-thirds majority of the 54-member union is required to deploy a peacekeeping force. Tensions rose between Turkey and Russia Saturday when Turkey and NATO said a Russian warplane violated Turkish airspace. Russia dismissed the Turkish allegations as baseless propaganda. Turkey's foreign ministry says a Russian warplane entered Turkish airspace on Friday at 9:45 Universal Time, despite what Turkish and NATO officials said were repeated warnings. Turkey's president warned Russia it would endure consequences if it continues such violations and called the Russian actions irresponsible. The Turkish government said it has summoned Russia's ambassador in Ankara to protest. In Moscow, a Russian defense ministry spokesman said there has not been a single violation of Turkish airspace by Russian Air Force planes. The Zika virus is spreading rapidly in Latin America, and Asian governments have issued advisories attempting to contain the mosquito-borne disease. Zika could be linked to birth defects, such as brain damage in newborns, and could cause temporary paralysis, according to medical officials. Health authorities in several Asian countries have advised travelers, particularly pregnant women, to avoid trips to Central and South America. They have asked people coming or returning from those areas who display symptoms such as fever and rashes to immediately report to health centers. Doctors are also required to immediately report suspected cases. Serbian Novak Djokovic won the Australian Open for the sixth time today, defeating Britain's Andy Murray in three sets. The match looked to be a rout after Djokovic broke Murray's first service game on his way to take the first set 6-1. Murray rallied back against the world's top-ranked player in the second set, taking a 5-4 lead before ultimately losing 7-5. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.